Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by the Anker 3-in-1 Cube Wireless Charger with MagSafe. Leading off today, AirPods offer a handful of different features related to hearing health and accessibility, but a new report this week says Apple has big plans for AirPods and iOS 18. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that AirPods Pro aren't set to see any hardware changes in 2024, but instead, he says the big news will be a major new hearing aid mode that comes alongside iOS 18. AirPods already offer a feature called Live Listen, which launched as part of iOS 12 in 2018. This feature essentially turns an iPhone into a directional microphone, transmitting the audio captured by that iPhone to AirPods in real time. This feature has been widely praised in the year since its introduction and described as a potential first step towards Apple's hearing aid ambitions. Then, in 2021, Apple introduced a conversation boost capability for AirPods Pro. This feature boosts microphone pickup from directly in front of you to better hear someone talking to you. In fact, a study in 2022 showed that some of these existing AirPods Pro features, particularly conversation boost, already compare well to the much more expensive dedicated hearing aid devices on the market. And finally, in 2022, the FDA established new guidelines to allow for a category of hearing aids that can be purchased over the counter without a prescription. Hearing aids within this category can be sold directly to consumers in stores or online without a medical exam or a fitting by an audiologist. This theoretically paves the way for Apple to tout the hearing aid feature of AirPods Pro without running into regulatory hurdles. But for now, more details on this new iOS 18 feature for AirPods Pro users are unclear. Gurman has also said in the past that Apple is working on a hearing test feature for future AirPods, but it's unclear if that feature will come as part of iOS 18. In other news today, this week, the United States House of Representatives will vote on a bill that could ultimately lead to TikTok being banned in the United States. And the enforcement of this could ultimately fall on the shoulders of Apple. If the bill successfully makes it through the House, which is looking increasingly likely, it would then move to the Senate. Should it successfully make it through the Senate, the legislation would land on President Biden's desk. Speaking to the press on Friday, President Biden voiced his support for the bill, saying, quote, "If they pass it, I'll sign it," end quote. While ByteDance, TikTok's China-linked parent company, says the outcome of this legislation would be a total ban of TikTok in the United States, that's not necessarily the case. The bill in question would require that ByteDance sell TikTok within 165 days of it being passed. So essentially, the U.S. government wants ByteDance to completely divest TikTok to eliminate any ties to China. If ByteDance fails to do this, it would then be illegal for Apple to offer TikTok in the App Store, as well as other App Store operators such as Google. Apple and Google could then be fined up to $5,000 per user of TikTok if they fail to comply. In a statement on this week's news, a TikTok spokesperson said, "This legislation has a predetermined outcome, a total ban of TikTok in the United States. The government is attempting to strip 170 million Americans of their constitutional right to free expression. This will damage millions of businesses, deny artists an audience, and destroy the livelihoods of countless creators across the country." End quote. We are sponsored this week by the Anker Cube 3-in-1 MagSafe Charger. With a clever foldable design, this charger can fast charge your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods, all using a single USB-C cable. It's also perfect for the new standby mode feature in iOS 17 for letting you see information such as widgets, the calendar, and the date at a glance. The foldable ultra-compact charger also easily fits in your pocket or your backpack so you can bring it anywhere, making it always travel-ready. Hit the link in the show notes below to check out the Anker 3-in-1 Cube with MagSafe and upgrade your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods chargers. My thanks to Anker for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out this week, Apple released the new M3 MacBook Air last week with faster performance, Wi-Fi 6E, and support for dual external displays. As it turns out, Apple also addressed another problem that plagued the previous generation base MacBook Air, which is SSD storage speeds. The backstory here is that the base model M2 MacBook Air, with 256 gigabytes of storage, offered slower SSD storage speeds than the higher tier configurations. This was due to the fact that the base model used one 256 gigabyte storage chip rather than two 128 gigabytes storage chips. Most notably, this was a regression from the base model M1 MacBook Air that used two 128 gigabyte storage chips. But Apple appears to have resolved this with the new base model M3 MacBook Air. Speed tests with the M3 MacBook Air show that storage speeds are now at the same level or even higher than storage speeds with the M1 MacBook Air. Testing performed by MaxTech on YouTube revealed that the M3 MacBook Air can hit write speeds of 2,100 megabits per second, an increase of 33% compared to the M2, and read speeds can hit 1,500 megabits per second, while read speeds can hit up to 2,800 megabits per second, an increase of 82%. Teardowns also confirm that there are now two 128GB storage chips in the base model M3 MacBook Air, rather than one 256GB module. This means that the M3 MacBook Air can process tasks in parallel to allow for those much faster SSD read and write speeds. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content every month. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.